What is good? It's me, your friend, the neighbor nerd, the Bobbo, and welcome back to Bobbo's Block. If this is your first time here joining me, I want to thank you for kicking it here on this block party that we have every single week. And if this is your 12th, 11th, 10th time listening to the show, what up, dog? It's been good seeing you. I'm glad we were able to get this time to kind of get back here on the block together. So, today I'm doing an episode, again, of course, supported solely by my Patreon account. My Patreon is where you can do the most support for me here on Bobbo's Block and for all the other projects that I'm involved in with. That will be by going to patreon.com/Bobbo. That's patreon.com/BOBBO. As well, I'm doing this on Instagram Live. It is another Monday. It is 2 o'clock, and I'm here with everybody on IG Live who are coming out to listen to me record this. So if you guys want to join in the conversation, go ahead and be sure to hit me up on Instagram at Bobbo FNN. That's BOBBO FNN. And as I say, you guys can join the conversation and talk with me about what we're going to be doing today. Okay. Today's going to be kind of a light day. It's MLK Day. Just because it's a day off doesn't mean it's not a day on. So we're going to be talking a little bit about service today and kind of about how I perceive it as being someone, like I said, of color and being blurred and just trying to navigate these spaces that as I do. So we're going to go ahead and firstly kick off with updates and everything that I've been going through this weekend and all the stuff I have upcoming. I have been on like kind of a tear with events and things like that. I've been going around seeing friends, seeing people who have things going on, and I always want to keep you guys in the loop of what's going on in Jacksonville if you're from Jacksonville, because everybody always says it's nothing to do, and there's plethora of things to do, especially if you know the right people. I actually took this weekend off. It was my mom's birthday, but that doesn't mean I didn't have friends, had things going on. Shout out to my homie Sandy Doors. It was also her birthday as well this weekend, and she had her Classy and Ratchet celebration. It's a Clatchet art show, and it looked beautiful. I'm glad she was able to get to celebrate with all of her friends, family, and all of the people who were supporting and surrounding her, as well as many things as were going on this weekend. I think it was like a comedy show and stuff like that. But again, like I said, I took time to sit back, spending with my mom. She is one of my biggest supporters, and honestly, I wouldn't be able to do a lot of that I currently do without her, because there's certain people in my life that give me certain agency. And it gives me the ability and the strength to kind of know what I'm going to be doing next. And she's always one that I've always talked to and like, hey, I need this support, I need that, or I need guidance on this. And yeah, my mom has always been kind of there to kind of let me know, like, okay, sure, this is what I think about it. I mean, I do what she says all the time, but but she's always there for me no matter what, good, bad, or indifferent. My mom is always there for you, and just beyond what moms do, because she still calls me on my bullshit. So I got to celebrate with her. We went out to a Brazilian steakhouse. It was dope. I'm stuffed. It's still full from there. That's happy Bobbo. Right, so what I have coming up, we have another edition of the Wonderground. We just need to find a new little home. We had a little bit of complications with our current venue, and we want to make sure that we have the best show for you guys. So I will give you guys more information on the dates and everything when we get things solidified with me and DJ K-Cuts. The Wonderground is not going anywhere. We're not going to disappear, but we will be bringing you more and more stuff. I also got a chance to kick it with my cultural council homies, and we did a cultural fusion meeting this month. And with the cultural fusion meeting, it went amazing. It was always great to see new faces, good to see old faces, and get to reconnect with a lot of the cultural leaders here in Jacksonville. Like I said, we're trying to make the arts and trying to make actual cultural awareness a big thing or a big part of this city, and I'm proud to be a part of that committee or that council to just have that voice be heard for certain creators and poets and things like that. So also want to give a big shout out to all the other people who are doing things as well as myself with around the city, or just around the community in general. So big shout outs to my homie Steffi Will. She is really doing her thing with her comics for But What If Though, and also her adulting series. You guys, please check those out. Those also have such support and garner a lot of love from the community, and I really want you guys to be a part of everything she's got going on. I want to kind of put a little bug in your ear, because we have something big coming up for February that I want to start doing, and probably may spin off into its own little thing, but we shall see. But it's going to be a February thing, and I want to celebrate creators that are out there making independent comic books. So you guys look out for interviews or spotlights or so, and I will be getting those people together very soon, and you guys will be very interested to see who I had. Last time I had like a creator on the show, it was Ant Piper. If you guys do not know, truly creator Ant Piper, I was the first person to interview him, literally like the first podcast, the first blog to interview Ant Piper, and he is now in talks with Lionsgate and 50 Cent to finally bring his universe, truly, to fruition into an animated series. Truly was started with literally one character, Trill Robin, and we were back, I think it was like 2013, 2014 on Facebook. We were out there just like, oh snap, this is lit, this is really nice, like we finally get a Black Robin. This was before Duke Thomas, because we always thought, like, what if Robin was Black? What if he was a child nowadays? How would he look? And Ant was literally like, this is his dream to bring that character to life, and he pushed forth with Trill. Well, we dubbed it Trill Robin in the in Facebook groups and all the chats and stuff he was showing them off in, and he went from there. He made Wandisha, he made Swole Man, he made Batman, he made Soul Lantern, he made Purple Rain, Soul Lantern's antithesis. Who else he made? He made Sharkeesha. I'm trying to think of all the ones that me and him talked about. But the properties have now grown into something so much more. Like things like Tim Tam have grown into other characters in themselves, and like you really get a sense of love for the characters that he's put into it. His passion has always been there. You guys have supported him through the Kickstarters, through the second rounds of Kickstarters and everything, and I want to be able to see the Trilly claims. I don't know if it's going to be on, say, like HBO Max or something like that, or if it's going to be on a television channel or so, but like I said, with 50 Cent doing it, it probably may end up on Stars, or maybe end up like on the Stars app or something that you can just like stream or so. But yeah, I can't wait for the Trilly to come out. And yeah, so we want to start highlighting creators like that, or creators in that same ilk. So you guys will be seeing a lot more of comic book writers, comic book creators, or even cartoonists or something like that will come on to the show, and we'll just chop it up with them. Those will be like side interviews that will be put into post edit. I don't have a way to record that live yet, so you guys will have to wait to, like everybody else, to get that treat. And of course, if you're subscribed to the Patreon, you'll get first access to those interviews and to those announcements of who we're going to have on the show. So if you guys go check out patreon.com/Bobbo, that'll be your way to kind of stay in the loop and stay ahead of the game. So I also do have another announcement for the next matchup I have down in Orlando, and I Believe in Wrestling and Teen Visions Dojo. It is going to be myself and the King of Queens, the Dashing One, Dashing Cam. We will be reforming our tag team, Kiss It. No matter if it's the ring, the mat, or my fist, you're going to kiss it. And we will be in a four-way tag team elimination match for the championship belt. So you guys come down and check that out. And we will be knocking heads and taking names, man. I don't know. Like, it's going to be interesting how me and the Dashing One works out. We go at each other's throats from time to time, but we make a formidable team when need be. and we were the tag team champs for a good little stint. It wasn't that long, but hey, we were still the champs. Still counts. We won. All right. Getting into the news, we're gonna go ahead and take you guys around the net. I want to go ahead and start off around the net talking about delays. We also know, I told you guys last week, that Final Fantasy VII and also the Avengers game was going to be delayed or pushed back a bit, just for a little bit of tweaking or so. Avengers game, I'm kind of happy that got pushed back, because I'm really excited about that one, even though I'm a huge Marvel fan, but I just don't like the look or feel to this game. And the story-wise is just a little something that, it could be great, but it just has to be executed properly. So we're going to see how that goes. But as well as those two, we also have found out that a couple more games are getting pushed back and put on hiatus or delay until they get a little things tweaked right. So unfortunately, Cyberpunk 2077 is one of those games. Cyberpunk 2077 is one of the most anticipated games of this summer. It was originally slated for, I think, like April. I think it was April. Now it's pushed back to September. Yeah, that's a big thing. But they said they want to get a little bit more of the game dynamics dialed in, and they want to get some more of the actual graphics polished up and things like that. So it's never a bad thing when they want to make sure that the game is perfect before it comes out. You don't want them to have to put it out and then there's glitches and then like, oh, we got to take it back, or here's an update, or here's a patch, blah, blah, blah. I'm looking at you, WWE 2K20. Yeah, I'm looking at you. But hopefully we'll be able to see these games see the light of day before the holiday season. If you guys are following those, we want to make sure you guys are definitely in the loop to know when those productions are coming out. We also got word that Dying Light 4 has been delayed as well. So it's not looking really good for these highly anticipated games. But like I said, we want to make sure that we are still supporting these developers and everything like that, okay? Speaking of delays as well, on the television side, we had news that they have stopped production temporarily for the Winter Soldier and Falcon show. And then they just pushed on hold or so. They haven't got many details on that, but actually they put that on hold. But what I do have details on is that they have indefinitely stopped the Disney Plus show Hawkeye. That is no longer going to be a show, apparently. That sucks because the lore of what they were building. We heard rumors that we're getting Hulkling in the WandaVision show. And with Hulkling always comes Wiccan, because Wiccan is Wanda's son. And it was born out of magic and all the other stuff. You gotta really go read it. Wiccan is the boyfriend of Hulkling. Hulkling is a Skrull who comes to Earth seeking refuge, and he kind of takes after the Hulk because that's side of his idol. But here we would have gotten Kate Bishop. Kate Bishop is a pivotal part into the Hawkeye story next, because she takes up the mantle. She kind of revitalizes the name, kind of brings things back to light or whatever. But with her not being in the thing, like in the Disney Plus universe anymore, I don't know if they're going to be doing Young Avengers like I initially thought, because we get Hulkling, we're getting Monica Rambeau, who's going to be working for S.W.O.R.D. As I said, with WandaVision, we might get Wiccan, because we'll probably maybe build up to like this whole thing where Wiccan comes to the first season or whatever. And like I said, we would have got Kate Bishop, and they're in talks of like figuring out the next Iron Man successor. We don't know if it's going to be doing the story in Riri, or if we're going to do an Iron Lad story, or whatever we're going to do next. But like, yeah, we have to see where they take it from here, because I was hoping the next Avengers movie would be Young Avengers, and that would have been a great way to tie into the next generation of Marvel and push things forward. Along with the TV show woes, we finally got word back from HBO that, the fate of Watchmen has always kind of been up in the air after that season finale, that perfect, perfect season finale of a cliffhanger. And we've learned that they will not be going forward with a new series or a new season of Watchmen at this time. The creator of this current season bowed out, and he said that he's not interested in telling another story from that universe. He wants to kind of keep it where it is, and he's not saying that Watchmen is dead. He's just saying he doesn't have anything that he wants to write about right now. As you guys know, I did an actual series review on Watchmen. I was going to release it to my Patreon until this news came out. I have to go back and record some other information, especially like with this or so. But in that review, I talked about how there were some unfinished stories or unfinished ties that we needed to like tighten up. I wanted to dive into stories like, who was that dude who covered himself in lube and swooped into the sewers trying to run from Miss Abar? And we also wanted to talk about what happened to Dan, the original Nighthawk. What's going on, James? The second Nighthawk. Night Owl, I'm sorry, I keep saying now. The second Night Owl. With Night Owl, we learned that he's actually in federal prison. We don't know what happened. We don't know when he was arrested, what time frame or so, or how long he has, or how long he's been in there. But I want to know what happened to Dan, because he was like one of my favorite characters out of that Watchmen universe. Was Night Owl. He was the Batman. We're going to see if we get any more stories. But right now, Watchmen is not coming back for season 2 on HBO. We also finished up the Crisis on Infinite Earth series on the CW Arrowverse. What's going on, Lady Reiko? How are you today? It was amazing. So we finally wrapped up the whole story between the Monitor and Anti-Monitor, and we wrapped up the world being killed off, or all of the multiverse being killed off. It was a beautiful ending to where as everything kind of was put back to where it's supposed to be. You can also see the building blocks for where they're going next, because there's still a multiverse. Now there's just Earth Prime. All of the heroes that we know and love are all on the same Earth now. So we have Black Lightning, we have Batwoman, we have the Arrowverse, the Arrow team, because, spoiler, Arrow died. We have the Arrow team, we have the Legends of Tomorrow, we have Supergirl, and we have everything that's, like I said, the main crew of crossovers. And they are all on what's called Earth Prime now. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing amazing today, man. I'm so happy that you're physically and emotionally recovering. But I understand that, like I said, you got to protect your energy, all right? Thanks for checking in with us here today, Reiko. Crisis on Infinite Earth also ended with us getting our first look at what's currently going to be the Justice Society of America, or the JLA, Justice League of America as well, and they are in their Hall of Justice, and I am super excited. Another spinoff that I'm excited to see from there is Stargirl. They're redoing the Stargirl series, and they're getting kind of like a new fresh coat of paint. He's one of the Wilsons. So I want to say it's Luke Wilson. Luke is playing the father of Stargirl, and he's Stripe. And he was one of the old heroes back in the days, and he is the only one to survive the last full-on fight of the Justice Society. And he saves the Star Staff, and when he does that, he kind of locks his old like life away. So we're gonna see how how Stargirl kind of starts off, and it's gonna be really interesting to delve into something that has like the magical aspect to it. We don't have much magic in the DC television universe. We have Lucifer, and we have the Legends who deal with a lot of magical stuff. We don't have like just a straight up like, hey, this is a magical item, this is how it works. So I'm excited to see what they do with that. All right, up next, we have a big announcement, but it's not for us. Netflix has signed an international deal with Studio Ghibli, and it lands the streaming rights to every single Studio Ghibli movie that has been produced. I'm super excited about that because it comes out February 1st. They're going to start rolling out Netflix show, or Netflix will start rolling out the actual movies onto their streaming platform for everyone globally except for US, Canada, and Japan. And that's where it makes me sad. I know some people are like, oh, just use the VPN. Yes, of course, it's obvious. But the only reason why Netflix landed this deal internationally because HBO Max landed the deal domestically here in America and Canada, and I think it also has the streaming rights in Japan. So that's why those three countries are excluded from the Netflix deal. So we will be seeing Studio Ghibli movies, but it'll be on a different streaming platform. And we have to wait a little bit longer, but those be the breaks. Like, for them and the rest of the world, starting on February 1st, you can catch Castle in the Sky, My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, Only Yesterday, Porco Rosso, Ocean Waves, Tale from Earthsea, and then starting March, you can get Nuaska's of the Valley of the Wind, Princess Monoko, My Neighbors the Yamadas, Spirited Away, The Cat Returns, Ariete, and Tale of Princess Kaguya. I always have a little bit of problems sometimes with it, but yeah. And then finally, Netflix will release on April 1st, Pompoko, The Whispers of the Heart, Howl's Moving Castle, Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea, From Up on Poppy Hill, The Wind Rises, and When Marnie Was There. Those will be all of the movies released from the Studio Ghibli library on Netflix internationally. We, with HBO Max, will be streaming them starting spring of 2020. So after Netflix releases all of them onto their platform, they'll be going to HBO Max in US, Canada, and Japan. So I'm kind of excited about that, kind of waiting to see what they do with it. Again, if you guys do want to use the VPN route, go ahead and check out, there's a plethora of VPNs who all don't support the block, so I can't really plug them right now. If you guys do want to get a list of VPNs, go ahead and, you could probably Google it real quick, but, there are about like four or five that I know that are solid, and that don't cost that much. That don't cost that much. So we'll see what you guys come up with, and see if you guys can give me some screenshots or give me a little bit of access into some international Netflix. So yeah, I will say that American Netflix is the ghetto. We don't have crap at times, and usually they have the best stuff on other streaming platforms in different countries. And I really want to be able to kind of surf those. So if you guys, shout outs to any VPN company that does want to support the blocks, hit us up at bobosblock@gmail.com. And yeah, you can definitely plug some airtime with us if we get the actual sponsorship. And I would definitely use your VPN whenever need be. Next up on the block, we have a successful test that ended in wondrous disaster from SpaceX. So the biggest thing about space travel is trying to prepare for the unknown variables. And with that being said, SpaceX taking that next step, they have an escape hatch system that they are testing, or they successfully tested this past weekend. Over the weekend, SpaceX launched a rocket up to, I think it was about like 800,000 to 900,000 feet, and then they blew it the hell up. And with this system, they also used their escape hatch or their escape pod system to where it detached itself and landed in the ocean safely. It was all unmanned, but it was in one piece and intact. And the rocket was completely destroyed, of course, because that was the test. It served its purpose because we're trying to go for no casualties in the exploration of space. And the biggest part is always getting off the ground. Everyone knows the famed Challenger explosion. And we all know that we lost a lot more people to faulty space equipment, and we're trying to avoid that, and SpaceX is taking that head on. Now, I applaud them for doing this, and they say that manned missions will start up probably in the next year or so. So I'm really interested to see how we're going to start taking on space and how we're going to expand the International Space Station. There are a lot of people who want to start dreaming up the next way that we travel to space, and SpaceX is just ahead of the game right now. So hopefully we get some more clarity on what everything else will entail, and I hope to see that Elon Musk and his SpaceX company pave the way for other pioneers to do so as well, because I want my spaceship. That's plain and simple. I want my spaceship, and I want to go off into space. Alright, so we have some Batman news for you guys. I told you that last episode they started production for the Matt Reeves version of Batman. They are having Robert Pattinson just kind of walk around, be Bruce Wayne. That's all we're seeing on set right now. We haven't got a look at any Batmobiles. Haven't got any looks at any bat suits or so of what he's going to look like underneath the cowl. But we do know good news of who he's going to be going up against. There's been talks and whispers and castings and then recastings. This is a recasting of a character who they said they were going to kind of pursue. Colin Farrell was dropped by Matt Reeves' Instagram, or I think it was his Twitter, and he was telling us that this is basically his Oswald Cobblepot. He in the caption, I believe it said, "What's good, Oz?" And it had a picture of Colin Farrell and things like that. So Matt Reeves has been notorious for doing this with all of his characters that we've seen so far. So Catwoman was introduced as well, the same way. Robert Pattinson was introduced as the Batman in this fashion, where it was just kind of like a quick little Twitter release, iOS press release, as they call it, whatever. But yeah, he puts up a picture and he puts up a caption, and that's kind of what we're doing. Like, he's done this for Commissioner Gordon, he's done this for a couple other characters like the Riddler, or we're thinking it's the Riddler. It could be anybody. We don't know any solid details, but yeah, we'll figure out once the full production gets more and more rolling. So I'm really excited about that. Alright, and I think so. Lastly, I want to wrap up with a little bit of wrestling news. We had a tragedy strike in the wrestling community. It's a very somber time right now for us, because we lost a legend, a true pioneer for African American and Samoan wrestlers alike or around the world. Dwayne The Rock Johnson has always been known as the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, and he's the greatest wrestler, like the people's champ, blah, blah, blah. But he always will come after his father in his mind. His father, Rocky Johnson, was a great man. He was a great wrestler and a great locker room leader, as we like to say. Rocky Johnson has been a part of wrestling since my dad was a kid. My dad was one of the first people he asked about when I told him I started wrestling. He was like, "Oh wow, like, you're gonna be like Rocky Johnson, you're gonna be like Junkyard Dog and all that." That's like, those are his heroes from wrestling. I've always gotten the wrestling bug from my father and my uncle. They were the ones who kind of loved wrestling, and they instilled that love and passion into me. And it was old matches like Rocky Johnson, and then Rocky Johnson facing off for the WWF championship at the time, and Rocky Johnson in the NWA fighting for the junior heavyweight belt. And he was one of the first black him and Tony Atlas were one of the first black ever tag team champions, like literally like the first, like when you put into the halls of the Hall of Fame of like tag teams, they were the standard when it came to to what I know is the tag team wrestling. Tony Atlas and Rocky Johnson were great as a duo. My mentor, Mr. Larry Hamilton, he was a great friend of Rocky Johnson. And he always tells us stories and everything like that from the old days, and he was a great, great person outside of the ring as well as he was inside. So yeah, so The Rock, his son, put out a message, and I just want to go and read it off to you guys because it kind of encapsulates everything perfectly. He says, "I love you. You broke color barriers, became a ring legend, and trailblazed your way through this world. I was a boy sitting in the seats watching and adoring you. My hero, from afar. The boy you raised to always be proud of our cultures and proud of who and what I am. The boy you raised with the toughest of love. The intense work, the hard hand, the adoring boy who wanted to only know your best qualities. Who then grew to become a man, realizing you had other deeply complicated sides that needed to be held and understood. Son to father, man to man, that's when my adoration turned into respect. My empathy turned into gratitude. Grateful that you gave me life. Grateful that you gave my life's invaluable lessons. What's going on, Steve? And Dad, I wish you had one more shot to tell you I love you before you crossed over to the other side. But you were ripped away from me so fast, without warning, gone in an instant, and no coming back. I'm in pain, but we both know that it's just pain. It had all passed. Now I carry on your manner, your work ethic within me, and it's time to move on because I have a family to feed and work to accomplish. Finally, I want you to rest your trailblazing soul man. Pain-free, regret-free, satisfied at ease, you will live very full, very hard, barrier-breaking life and left it all in the ring. I love you, Dad, and I'll always be proud to be your grateful son. Go rest high." So that was really touching from The Rock because, again, there's a big, big hole left in the wrestling community with Soul Man Rocky Johnson gone now. And there are a lot of things that we can say, but the biggest thing that we can always say is thank you. So, yeah. Oh, I almost forgot about this as well. I wanted to also talk about a new trailer that I saw for a movie coming out starring Issa Rae and Kyle Mangiani. It's called Lovebirds. You guys go ahead and check that out. It's hilarious. Like, it's going to be a romantic comedy like you never thought before. It's kind of like, what happens when you finally get the person you love and you have to go through some shit? And yeah, this is awesome next level, and I really enjoyed it. So you guys go check out the Lovebirds trailer as well. I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we get back, I'm going to go through some talking, okay? Still, I haven't figured out what this nerdgasm is going to be on, but we're going to talk it out, all right, guys? So yeah, see you when you kick it back on the block. All right, and we're back. I do want to thank you guys for joining me again here on Bobo's Block. And as I told you, this is going to be kind of a day where we just talk. I don't have a really thought out nerdgasm plan for you guys. And I know, like, last week was a little bit heavy. We were talking about the political statements that shows make and how things can be too political. And I was literally in your face, and I was like, you need to do something, like, because that's what we really need to do. We need to do something, dog. Like, we can't just sit here and put our fingers in our ears and be like, blah, 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 I can't hear it. I want to talk about political stuff. Don't work like that. But today, let's go ahead and talk about service, because honestly, this is the day of service for me as an African-American man, and being a activist. As I feel like I am. It's hard to say that you're an activist as in this day and age. There's so much pomp and circumstance that comes along with being said activist. But, like, honestly, I'm just a person who stands up for what's right. And when you do the right thing, you have to kind of put your actions in conjunction with your words. And with it being Martin Luther King Day, we do try to, or my family tried to instill that this was a day of volunteering. This is a day of doing for others that you wouldn't be able to do for yourself. Even when you aren't able to make an impact initially, it's the small works that you do that actually make the full story come to light of your legacy. Service is something that I hold dear to my heart, because I know that not everybody has what they call a crystal stare. I always used to wonder, like, what the hell that meant, but, like, it basically means everybody don't have it easy, and there's some people who need others. There's some people who just need a little bit of a helping hand to make it through, and with you being there for them, I always tell people, I will willingly give until I can't give anymore. I will always be able to be there for someone, because I know when I was down, or when I was like not able to do, there were people there for me. I have literally the best support system in the world. Like, I have people who will ride for me no matter what. Like, they will legit be there for me no matter what time I call. And they will find a way to make things happen. If I'm stranded somewhere, they'll send me some money for Uber. They'll find somebody who's close to make sure I make it home safe. Like, there are people who will go out their way to kind of make sure that services are taken care of for others. And I want to be one of those people. I want to be able to say that, yeah, I may not have been in the forefront, and you may not have seen everything I've done, but I know in my heart that I've helped those who can't help themselves. And it's not all about the recognition. And that's the main point about service. You're not doing it to be seen. You're doing it because, again, it's the right thing to do. It's hard, like, walking into homeless shelters and walking into food banks and trying to be like, oh, yeah, here you go. Like, you feel a little bit taken aback sometimes, because you're seeing people at their most vulnerable state, and you kind of have to kind of learn that this could also be you. And I learned that very quickly, because there was a time in my life where I wasn't able to buy groceries. There was a time in my life where I wasn't able to keep lights on right now, except I didn't have the stability that I do at the moment. But there were people, there were organizations, there were friends, there were individuals who came to my aid and who were able to say, hey, here's a hand, take it, and we'll help you up once you're back on your feet. If you still need us, come to us. Like, there's never been a point in my life that I was turned away. And I always give that same courtesy to everybody that comes to me. I will never tell anybody no, or if I don't got it, or if I got it, you got it. If I need a little bit of time to put it together, hey, give me a little bit, boom, we got it together. Like, because I always say that we have what's called a superhero complex, especially people who are of a nerd and geek background. We have a superhero complex that we learn from an early age that truth, justice, and American way, all that other good stuff. We learn right from wrong. We learn everything that we know to be in the vein of instilling the superhero mantra or kind of code into us. We've done that since we were little. Like, we've read comic books our entire lives, or we've watched cartoons, and we've always been quoting things like with great power comes great responsibility, and we've learned that not everything's black and white, and we learned that the world isn't fair, so we try to make it as fair as we can. I just really want to be able to say that when I'm done here, when I'm off this mortal coil, that I've made a difference in someone's life. Someone once asked me when I still write or whatever, but like, I don't write like articles as I do. Someone was like, how do you write when nobody's reading? And my thing is, I never write to be a famous, like, oh my God, this is his accolades, this is all of this. I write for someone who's like me, who didn't get a chance to hear their voice. If I'm able to touch at least one person with my words, I've done my thing. Like, I've done everything I wanted to. At least someone was affected in a positive light by what I had to say or what I had to write. And I'm happy. We go throughout this whole life or this thing kind of feeling like we're in like a rooted loop. Like, we go work, wake up, eat, come home, all that good stuff or whatever. And adulting is such a grind on us. And like, there's some people who don't have it all together. And like, you may not see that initially when you're walking the streets or you're doing your loop of activities. But if you take one moment to kind of veer off and just kind of see the light or see the world at walking speed. Because I always had this thing. You know a place. You've seen a place. But you've never seen that space or that place until you walked. I grew up like everybody else. We drove everywhere. Like, we drove everywhere. Like, we didn't. My city is not a walkable city. So we trying to take the time out. I was always a, what they call a car rider when I was a kid, from school. But it's those days where I couldn't get picked up. And I had to walk home because I didn't live far from home. I didn't live far from school, where I saw the world so much differently. Like, I would take a walk down the street going up to my school or so, and I would look over to my right, and there's an entire creek. I never knew, like, I would never really have realized or seen, because you pass it in like 2.3 seconds when you're in a car. But here, you're taking the time out to set your feet in front of each other, and you can survey and look everything. And that's the thing with life and with service. You get that chance to kind of like, hey, see the other side of what could be going on. What's going on, Riri? Thank you for joining us here today on the block. Yeah, it's just like I said, it could always be you. And I give to make sure that if there was a time that I needed to be given to, there'll be somebody there for me. Because if you don't give and there's no donations, the organization or the place that's helping doesn't survive, and they have to kind of close up shop, and then that hurts more than just one person not being there. The block has always been about neighborhood. Like, it's all been about neighborhood familiarity, and I've always wanted to create a place that you guys felt comfortable with coming, and that you guys would be able to community within each other as well, that you can talk and interact with each other. And I just want to be able to make sure that you guys don't ever feel like you're isolated or alone. And that's a huge thing about service as well. You never feel like you're alone when you have a group of people there with you. Giving and being of service to others is a huge part of our community as well within the Geek and Nerd faction. Have you ever been at a con? And I'll even tell you this, like, straight up from my past history. If you've ever been at a con, met somebody that same day, and, like, you literally feel like you've been friends with them forever because of that tautic connection that you have between fandoms, that community is always strong. And I've had so many people, like, when I was, I went to MegaCon, and my hotel got switched up. Instead of being at the hotel literally around the corner, I was at a hotel 15 minutes away, and somebody from the con gave me a ride home to my hotel, well, gave me a ride to my hotel, and I was like, you don't know me, like, this is real crazy, but, like, we were avid Doctor Who fans. We both met John Barrowman that day, we both met Stan Lee that day, like, we both sat down and, like, we had that camaraderie within each other, and it's always doing these little small kind acts of service to your fellow nerd and to your fellow person that always kind of like give you that warm and fuzzy feeling, dog. I know I didn't have like a full like thought out thing, but I do enjoy talking with you guys at least like this. It's so, because it's real like candid and real. It's real. It's just me giving you my feelings and my opinions. So I do appreciate you guys sticking around and listening to me ramble on about doing good for others. And we'll be back next week. I want to go ahead and let you guys know you can find me anywhere that you can stalk your ex, on all social media platforms. You can find me at Bobbo FNN. That's BOBBOFNN. As well, hit up my Patreon campaign. That is patreon.com/Bobbo. patreon.com/BOBBO. You guys can check out our support tiers from there. We start as little as a dollar all the way up to $35. We even have a tier that can have you get married to me. So yeah, you check it out. We are available on all streaming platforms, on iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and now Deezer as well. You guys can check out the block from all of the past episodes from this current season. I will be putting out the archive of the older shows a little bit later. Just have to go through my old hard drive as well. Yes, there is a marriage fee on there. You can go ahead and check out my Patreon and you can go ahead and see. Alright. But yeah, I do want to thank everybody who's joined me here on Instagram Live for this live recording of Bobbo's Block. If you guys want to, again, join in the conversation, hit me up on IG, and Mondays at 2 p.m. I will be going live every Monday at 2 p.m. You guys can talk to me and leave comments and everything. Shout outs to all of my followers and all of my Patreon supporters. Thank you so very much for all the love that you've given me. And I want to go ahead and say I'll see you guys next week. All right, kicking on the block.